Airsoft war. Ow, I murmured, trying not to show pain, but can't fake the feeling of being shot in the lip by a plastic beak. It feels like a bee sting. Come on, James, it'll be fun, Yang tells me. But Preston won't cheat, I say. No, I won't, says Preston. You guys will have unlimited ammo, and you'll have better guns. It was true. He only had a pistol with one mag of ammo, and I had an assault rifle with pockets full of ammo. I also had Ryan on my team, who had a shotgun with pockets full of ammo, too. This deal seemed way too good to be true, so I knew he had extra ammo hidden somewhere. Preston was 14, while Ryan and I were only 11. Preston and Ryan were brothers, and didn't get along like most siblings. Ryan and I had been best friends ever since kindergarten, and I did not like Preston one bit, because he cheated a lot and always got his way. Okay, fine, I finally say, but if you have any extra ammo, I'm going to shoot you point blank in the head. Yes, Ryan says. We're going to play a game called Manhunt. The object of a manhunt is where one person is trying to escape the other people, which in this case is Preston versus Ryan and I. Supposedly, Ryan and I had on bulletproof vests, so it took 2 shots to kill us and only 1 to kill Preston. We have a pretty big backyard. It was about 15 by 10 foot patch of green grass, then a dead, golden brown, weedy area that has it was a little less than twice the size of the grass area that had a big trampoline on it. There was also a creek that ran between their house and another. It was always dried up, so we went in a lot. Okay, let's start, Preston says. I'll go down into the creek, and you guys start here. Wait, I say, you have extra ammo somewhere. No, I don't, James. Let's just play already. Empty your pockets, I tell him. He does, and there's nothing. He shakes out his shirt and takes off his shoes. Nothing. Take off your socks, I tell him last. Ryan cuts in and says, there's no way you have ammo in a sock, James. Fine, I say, go into the creek. I take off sprinting into the creek with Ryan slowly running to my left to take cover behind the net of the trampoline. I run down the small hill and see Preston running towards me. I fire off about 7 bullets before taking off back up the hill to where Ryan was wimplessly hiding. I join Ryan in hiding and Preston charged up the hill. He stayed a good distance away because he knew he only had so much ammo. I poked my head out and fired off the rest of my ammo. I jumped back quickly and told Ryan to cover me. I was reaching into my pocket when Preston took a shot at our legs that were exposed under the trampoline. I barely dodged the bullet and finished my reloading. It was Ryan's turn to attack now. I stayed back while Ryan charged Preston. Ryan got shot in the leg, but was able to push Preston back into the creek before firing another. This gave us a huge advantage by leaving him stuck in the creek. There were only 3 entrances into the creek. One, there was a wide dirt hill near the middle of the yard that we had been using, and one at the back of the yard. It's a much skinnier slope into the creek. The last entrance we never really use because you have to go through the house and into the front yard to get to it. Ryan stood guard at the middle entrance while I went over to the back entrance. We gave each other a thumbs up before advancing into the creek. We were closing in on him and he started firing at us. We fired a few back before retreating to reload. I started thinking to myself, he fired 1 bullet at us when we were at the top of at the trampolines and 2 at each of us just now, so that would be 5 in total. There should only be 10 in a mag, so he would only have 5 bullets left. If I could only get him to waste ammo, then we would be free to get close shots on him. I went back down the slope and saw Ryan on the other end. We both slowly advanced on him. We took shots within seconds of each other, but completely missed. Preston fired and missed. 1, 2, 3. I counted in my head. He only has 2 left. This was my chance. I charged. Ryan saw his opening 2 and joined in on the attack. Preston fired off 3 in a row. How was that possible? Had I counted wrong? Were there more than 10 bullets to begin with? Did he have an extended mag? Questions raised red flags in my head. All I could do at this point was fire, turn, and run. Now I knew for sure that he had extra ammo. After I ran away, I had come up to the trampoline to quickly reload. Ryan had come back up seconds after, and I told everything I had been thinking about him having more ammo. He agreed, but I don't think he really cared. Tristan took a while to come back up, just the right amount of time to reload a pistol. Ryan jumps out and takes a shot, but Preston's too fast. He hits Ryan in the arm. It's up to me now. I'm a lost hope. Preston just fired, so it'll take a few seconds to recock the pistol and fire again. Even if he does manage to hit me in that haste, he'll have to fire again, which will definitely mean he has extra ammo, I think to myself. I charge at him full speed, not stopping for the bees flying by or the tall thorny grass that's scratching at my legs. All of a sudden, I hear a pop and see a bright green BB flying through the air. Ow, I'm gonna try not to show pain, but can't fake the feeling of being shot in the lip by a plastic BB. Feels like a bee sting. I shake off the minor wound and keep on charging through the pain. I get within a few feet of him and shoot him right at his torso. Hits him straight in the chest. Yes, Ryan, I scream while Preston swears under his breath. Ryan and I run at each other and do a chest bump. I fall on the ground after he hits me. We look back at Preston and he pulls down his right sock, revealing 20 or so BBs. I turn around and see Ryan with an innocent and scared look on his face. I'm gonna kill you, I say, right after this. I walk over to Preston, hold the barrel of the airsoft gun up to his arm, and pull the trigger. He jerks his arm back and winces a bit, but it was clear it didn't bother him as much as I wanted. Now it's your turn, I tell Ryan. Ryan turns and runs as fast as he can, but I'm faster. I catch up to him, and even though he's almost twice my size, I tackle him down in the grass. I told you he would cheat, I tell Ryan. The end.